In fact, most of our time is wasted. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is warning that these are two great ni'mats and bounties of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala which people are not concerned about, which they are negligent about. They are ni'mats in which they are in deception. They do not know that the time is just going. So sihat and farah, good health and leisure time. So there has to be some kind of management over that. The person has to stay away from all the haram. Of course, there's no question of engaging in haram. But even those activities which are halal and permissible also, there has to be some kind of control. It's not that four friends get together, as I explained to them, that nowadays what happens is that the friends get together and say, what are we going to do Saturday night? So they say, Saturday night there's nothing to do, but we don't go to cinemas, we don't go to theatres, we don't go to discos, we are very pious and righteous people. So what we do is we go to some restaurant and order one cup of coffee because it's very expensive at this very certain posh restaurant. The coffee is expensive. So they order one cup of coffee and three of them will share it out. But at least you got seats for the next 3 hours to sit and talk. So 3 hours, 4 hours now is passing time. This time is going to pass. Look at Hazrat Hafiz Hajar ibn Asqalani rahmatullah alayhi, the commentator of Bukhari. In those days they used to write with those pens made out of reeds. And after every little while they had to sharpen it with a pen knife. We have seen in our institution in the 60s, that is what they used to do. All this calligraphy and all was with those pens. Those Quran Sharifs which you find in certain libraries written are with those pens. Imagine the kind of effort they put into it. So every now and again the person has to sharpen that pen. Hafiz Hajar ibn Asqalani rahmatullah alayhi, that great commentator of Bukhari Sharif. Even that little time that was being spent in sharpening those pens, he did not waste. He says, he kept on reciting, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah, Walhamdulillah, Wala ilaha illallah, Wallahu Akbar. Even that little time in between that sharpening before writing, he spent it like that. Hazrat Mufti Taqi Sahib Damat Barakatum has stated about Hazrat Khaja Hasan Basri Rahmatullah Alayh that he said he met many, many scholars, and all those scholars, he said that something that they really treasured more than gold and silver was the time. Something that we pass, something that we spend in idle chit-chat and gossip. Now if idle chit-chat and gossip is so detrimental, then what about passing the time on that which is haram, which is forbidden, which is going to create havoc in the life of the person's spirituality? Hours and hours and hours the person is glued to the television screen. Now we say these are things that we keep on listening and it is now becoming nauseating. Indeed, in the society that we live, then we think that these things are all useless. There's a lot of benefit. But look at calculate the number of hours of the whole ummah that is wasted on them. What kind of constructive work can be done? We are not people who are here in this world to pass time. Either we accept Islam and we accept the ideology, we accept all the teachings of Islam, and we understand that we are here for a purpose. We will eat, we will drink, we will marry, we will upbring our children, we will talk cheerfully with our wife, with our children, with our family members. We will even spend time with our friends to put some happiness into their hearts. We will visit the sick. We will care for the needy, for the poor, for the destitute. There's so much to do for a Muslim. There is no time to pass. So Hafiz Hajar ibn Asqalani, this is what he used to do. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala, once he was traveling, and on the way he saw a grave. There was a day they used to travel through the deserts and distances. It was not like one Qabristan here and there. And we shouldn't find so many graves also. So he saw the grave of some Muslim somewhere. Or some grave in the jungle. So Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala, he stopped. He got out of his camel or his transport mode, whatever it was. And he started making 2 rakats of namaz. So somebody asked him, the one who was with him, his companion, he said, was this grave of somebody that's well known to you that you suddenly stopped here and you made 2 rakat namaz? He said, I don't know who the person is in this grave. But the thought came to my mind that if this is a Muslim who is in this grave, then how he must be regretting that now he doesn't even have the time to make 2 rakat namaz. He doesn't have the time. His life is gone. So therefore I said, now that I have the time, let me get off and make 2 rakat namaz. That is how they appreciated this time. So this time was not something to be wasted. Therefore Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, whilst addressing and giving nasihat, اختنم خمسا قبل خمس. Value and appreciate 5 things before 5. The gist of that hadith sharif, in which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, value your health before your sickness. Value the health before the sickness comes. Because after the sickness comes, sometimes the person doesn't recover from that sickness, it goes worse and worse. Until finally he reaches the qabristan. So value the health while the person has got youth, while he's got health. Then value it, use it profitably. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi says that either it is going to be of benefit what you are doing, or it is from the worldly point of view or from the akhirat point of view. That means whatever the person is doing, there's going to be some benefit from the worldly point of view or akhirat point of view. Meaning that if he is earning halal livelihood, or is in some profession, or is in some other skill that he knows, so then what is going to happen? That time is profitable from the point of this world, and also if his niyat is correct, then from the point of the akhirat, that it will be profitable. It's beneficial. Or the person will be engaged in something that is neither beneficial and profitable in this world and nor for the akhirat. And it is completely forbidden and haram. So there's no question of a Muslim engaging in that. And the third kind of person will be the person who is engaged in something that is neither profitable and nor harmful. It's neither beneficial nor harmful. So he states that even that, if you have to deeply ponder and reflect, it is a kind of a harm, because it's not benefiting him in any way for this world or the akhirah. There are certain things the person engages in, there's no benefit at all. His niyat is also not the correct niyat. But at the same time, it's not haram also. So it is like that person who is not using that time profitably, is not making use of that time to gain some profit and gain some benefit, whether it's of this world or of the akhirah. Once an person owning a hotel there in Makkah Sharif, he said, this year was great loss, some years back. He said, bahut nuksan, great loss. So I was surprised that his hotel was full, how can he be suffering loss? So then I came to know how that loss was calculated. That if he was expecting 1 million riyal profit, so he made 900,000 rand profit. So he said, therefore, great loss. He made 900,000 profit. But in his mind was that I will make a million this year. And he didn't make a million, so he says, great loss. So even they consider that which was in their heads as a loss, although they made great profit. So therefore, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is telling us, value your sihat, value your health before sickness comes. Now we regret, we wish in those days when we were young and healthy and fit, we could have done this and we could have done that and we could have done that. Many a times when we go for umrahs now and we go for hajj, or Allah Ta'ala takes for hajj, then I say to my friends there, and I'm not saying it by way of bragging, but just to give you some kind of an indication, that this is what we should be doing when we've got health and strength. I say, how fortunate we were that at that time, because of that little education that Allah Ta'ala had given through the madaris and through our asatiza, that from Asr till Maghrib, because we are fit and healthy, so Asr to Maghrib in the Haram Sharif, reading Quran Sharif, making Tilawat, or in Madina Sharif, making Durud, reading Durud Sharif, reading Salat, Salam, whatever it is, we're occupied. From Maghrib till Isha, again, the beauty of that Masjid, the beauty of the Haram Sharif. And then from after Isha again till 10 o'clock at night, when they start sweeping, it was easy at that time, it was so beautiful, so lovely. There was not much of a security problem, nothing. You can even ask those people who are sweeping to lend you the broom. So you have to borrow the broom or take the broom and consider it as a great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are blessed with that opportunity of sweeping the haram of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And then walk out with those people. But now when we go there 1-2 hours time, because of sugar diabetes and other problems, the person has to leave the masjid. We have to go outside. Every now and again I have to go, after 1-2 hours, then I have to go outside. So I tell to my friends, I say that now you all must not look at the sick person and do exactly what he does. You must look at your health. Brother Sheikh Zakaria Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, look at him. From Zohar till Asar, Asar till Maghrib, Maghrib till Isha, and Isha up till the time that they close, he used to sit in the Masjid of Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam.